Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new and very exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Oh, it's Woo-hoo! A new dawn, it's a new day, and we're feeling all right.
We're feeling okay about it, Good. What makes this so exciting, Tom?
Well, we have started a new chapter of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown, where we've moved to Acast.
Yes, we moved to Acast.
Here we are.
Our new home. Acast.
And we are going to start putting out podcasts weekly. We're going to be putting out a series of different podcasts, but we're going to be in your ears and in your week every week.
Every single ear, every single week.
That's our guarantee.
That is our promise to you.
Both your ears.
So basically, the way it's going to work is every month, as always, you're still going to get your regular Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. That's not going anywhere.
That's a guarantee.
The live show... that is not going anywhere. And if you do want to come and see us live, please do. What we're also going to do is an offshoot called Beef Brothers Cold Cuts. Clarkey.
Yes, Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, where we take beefs that you've sent us in via email and we discuss them, the three of us and a very special guest, each episode. And at the end of the podcast, the guest also gets to bring their own personal beef to Fanshawe Standen.
We managed to get Fanshawe Standen.
It's a big get, you guys. It's
How did we manage get. That?
That's huge. If you would, very busy man.
If you'd like to submit a beef for the next episode, we would love to hear from you. Mm. So please send us your beefs to the email beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear your beefs. We had some great ones already, but we always need more.
Yes, and then our other podcast is going to be Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting. And this is where the three of us get together, sit down and just chew over the fat, spout some ideas, sort stuff out. It's almost like we were sat down around a big plate of bangers and mash and we were chowing down and talking things through.
Exactly. So if you'd like to come and see our next live show, it is on April the 15th. Tell us about it, Clarkie.
Yeah, it's April the 15th at the Pleasance Theatre, and we've got special guests John Kearns and Olga Koch.
So basically, listener dear, because we're going to be really upping our output and giving you something every week, we're really looking for your help and your support. We've set up a Patreon, so if you search Patreon Pappy's Flatshare, then you'll be able to find us. And yes, we would love to have your support so we can afford to put the proper time in to get this done properly. We're really committed to giving you a whole load more content. It's exciting times.
It's a very exciting time, yeah.
Absolutely. And if you, you know, you'll see on the website, there's different tiers. We'll be offering lots of bonus footage.
The jingle is a single.
You'll be able to get the jingle from Flatshare Sundown Day Ladies straight down to you as an MP3. Mm-hmm. Bonus interviews with our guests. All the outtakes from the podcast records. Priorities for our live ticket events. There's loads of cool stuff. T-shirts. Stickers. A personalised birthday message.
A personalised birthday message.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday. We're just coming up and walking here.
Okay. Great Christopher Walken impression.
You really were walking there. Christopher Walken there.
Okay. So, this episode is an absolute doozy. We've got Amelia de Moldenberg from Chicken Shop Date as one of the guests. We've got Ian Sterling, the voice of Love Island, but also a fantastic comedian in his own right.
It's one of the best.
It was such a fun one to record. We had such a good time. It was really messy and it was really silly. And there was also a little bit of, well, let's face it, toxic masculinity from yours truly. So look forward to that.
Never apologise, never explain.
No, I'm going to do both. Well, I'm not going to explain. You'll hear it in the episode, but I am so, so sorry. But enjoy the episode and we will see you afterwards.
Here we go.
Tom, Ben.
Whoa, what is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, buddy?
Well, one of you two has got to water the plants.
Whoa, well, it's not going to be me. Look, I had a terrible time the last time I went to water some plants.
What happened?
As you know, I used to be an extra in the Star Wars films. I was a stormtrooper, and I had really good archives of my times on the set. Anyway, I went to water a plant, I missed the plant, and I spilt water all over my photo albums, pictures of me with Darth Maul, Darth Vader, Darth Sidious... It really ruined my photos in the Sith. Photosynthesis. My photo's in the Sith.
Good night, everybody. Clarky, yes.
I'll take half a round of applause.
Clarky, Tom's led us down the garden path. What have you got to say for yourself?
Well, I would do. I was very excited about it, in fact. So excited that I ended up soiling myself.
Oh, well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flashes
Hello!
Wallop!
Yes, hello and wallop to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says what a plant wants, what a plant needs, water that makes them happy and sets them free. And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a plant wants, what a plant needs, whatever keeps them nice and green. And I'm thanking you for watering them for me. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby.
What a beautiful.
And while they're under my roof.
Beautiful sentiment.
Gorgeous song there, Christina Aguilera. While they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's say hello to the tenants, Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Ho, ho, ho! Hello, hello! Come on, hello. Team! Here we go!
Hey, guys.
Here we go.
So, Tom and Ben, obviously you can't water the plants on your own. Who have you brought to help you sprinkle this week? Thomas.
Well, Matthew, incredible news. The jamboree's in danger.
No!
Yeah, that's right. The jamboree that I hold every year is in real trouble because the food court was... nearly closed.
Yes. What a dilemma. It was nearly closed.
The food court was
Tom,
nearly closed.
Tom, I tell you what, for the backstory, why don't you make it fully closed?
Oh, no. No, it was nearly closed.
Okay.
But
don't worry, guys. It's open. We can all have some food.
I realised we can't come this close to crisis again. So I've called in my fast food expert from Chicken Shop Date. It's Amelia de Moldenburg.
Amelia.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Amelia, what kind of a flatmate are you?
I think I'm a good flatmate.
Yeah? How so?
Well, I don't know. I don't really do much.
Sounds good. Like, yes.
Do your flatmates think you're
a good
flatmate?
I don't really do much to like piss them off. Although there's this cat that like lurks outside our door and everyone wants to like bring it in, but obviously it's not coming in. So I've said that it can't come in.
You're the cruel one who doesn't let the cat in.
I just don't want a cat in the house.
Do you know what? I'm absolutely on your side here because firstly, you shouldn't feed somebody else's cat because then they get confused. They think that's where they live.
Exactly. It doesn't live there.
And secondly, it could have fleas. It could be shedding all over the place.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. No, it's...
It's bringing love. It's bringing a good time.
No, it's... No,
no, it's not. I just don't really like cats.
Ooh. You should install a cattle grid. A cattle grid.
It's got the word cat in it.
It's got the word cat in it, doesn't it? Yeah, that's it.
So, Clarky, who have you brought with you this week?
I've brought my friend who's Scottish.
Oh, wow.
It's Ian Sterling.
Wow. Ian Sterling is here. Now,
what a backstory.
I know. Oh, Ian, so you're from Scotland.
We have known each other for 10 years.
I know, it's bad. The only thing he knows about you is that you're Scottish.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And that you wear glasses.
I mean, that's literally what you're looking at right now, Clarky. Yeah. Ian, it's great to have you here on the show.
Thank you.
What kind of a flatmate are you? Are you a catty person? Do you bring the cats in?
I love cats so much.
Oh, here we go.
You can't move in my house for cats.
Oh, God. What, you like a sort of old widow?
Oh, I bring them all in, feed them, confuse them all.
Are you talking about cats now or old widows?
Oh, anyone.
Well, it's going to be a hell of a show. So we've met our contestants, but let's find out who is going to be our reigning champion and who will turn out to be an absolute shower as we play round one.
The shrub that I've got lives in a pot, cost me £10 from IKEA. But what is the breed and what does it need? I've got no idea.
H2O.
How much do I give
H2O.
You? Do I give you some or lots?
H2O.
Do I pour a whole pint
H2O.
In? Do I give you just a few drops? Do I wet my shrub, a shrub or cacti? Or is it a really small tree? Or hanging plant, whatever it's died? But fuck it, I tried horticulturally. Do I wet my shrub, a shrub or cacti? Or is it a really small tree? Or hanging plant, whatever it's died? But fuck it, I tried horticulturally.
It's quite long. It's quite long.
I had no idea that was so difficult to play on the guitar.
The thing is, Amelia, obviously you interview people from the sort of UK grime scene.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Tom could be on the next Chicken Shop date after you've seen his performance of No Scrubs?
No.
But so round one is called... Plant and Deck.
Yes, please.
That's right.
Yes, please don't shake your head, sir. You paid your money. This is what you're going to get.
As a good lad from South East London, you don't know how much it pains me to say the word plant as well. Plant and deck. It just doesn't work.
Plant.
And aunt and deck. The rules are very simple. I'm going to give each player a list of famous partnerships or pairings. It might be a famous duo like Fats and Smalls. it was early in the morning when I wrote that. Fats and Smalls. Name a famous Joe Crosby. Tell you what, Fats and Smalls. Our survey says...
This is a deep cut right
Or it might
there.
Just be two things that go together, like mac and cheese. They'll take it in turns to describe these twosomes to their teammate, but they must do so in their best Geordie accent.
Oh,
my mate!
I won't be able to do it!
No!
Oh, me eyes!
Oh, so offensive, man! Okay. I hope I don't become Indian in the middle of it. You can't
I think it's
help
too late,
it, mate.
Too late for that.
It's just scaring me. I don't like it.
Oh, Amelia, give us your Geordie accent, man.
No.
It's not bad, that pick.
That wasn't bad, actually. Now, the next line is kind of moot, but points will be given for flawless Geordie accents.
Why, great to hear me.
And correct answers. No points for any guesses that are way ahead of the mark. Amelia and Tom, you can go first. So, Amelia, those are the ones that you will be saying to Tom. Those are the ones that Tom will be saying to you.
Yes.
So we've already established your Geordie accents. Tom, give us one quick sentence of a Geordie accent.
Why don't you just let me do my thing?
Oh dear.
I was worried it would go there.
Amelia,
can we... close to the wind.
No. It sailed too close to the wind. Yeah, could you give us your accent, please?
What do I say? What do I say?
Just say, this is me doing a Geordie accent.
This is me doing a Geordie accent.
I mean, do you know what?
That's really bad.
It's not good, but it's not offensive. Okay, so I think... Amelia, I'm counting that as a win.
Okay.
That's a Geordie that went to private school right there.
Yeah.
I didn't go to private school.
Amelia and Tom, you have got 2 minutes on the clock starting now.
It's like... It's... It's the best thing since sliced.
Oh, bread and butter, man.
Yes.
Oh, we're in the Garden of Eden, pet. And I've got
many. Oh, they're in the bungalow and it's a...
Dick and Dom.
Yeah, yeah.
That's early doors for Dick and Dom, man. Batman, yes.
It's from a Chinese restaurant, and it's the thing they put on the chicken.
Sweet and sour,
pet. Yeah.
Chip of that. Oh, these two Irish lads are having their fringes raised.
What? What? I don't know. Irish people.
These two Irish lads have had
Irish
their fringe raised.
There's two of them. Okay. It's the really boring drink that all the people get at the bar.
Gin and tonic,
yes!
I know. man, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, pet? Salute the flag!
You got very wet
up through
there.
Salute the flag.
Les Mis.
Donald Trump loves a bit of this.
It's golf.
It's the salute the flag, pet.
I don't know.
Say, can you see by...
Liberty, Statue of Liberty.
No, it's the design of the flag, pet.
I don't know.
It's not spots on the flag, is it?
Stars and stripes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
10 seconds.
The Lion King, and it's the two people that are really not doing much, but then they come back and they go...
That is your time.
An awful lot.
Oh, well done.
Oh, man. Geordies must be so exhausted all the time.
Literally, my cheeks hurt.
I tell you, it really brings out the veins in your forehead, Tom.
Oh, must be knackered, those Geordies.
So, producer Ben, what did you make the scores there in terms of how many they got correct?
Nine.
9 points. Ooh, there. How many are we going to take away for the accents, though? That's the question.
I've never heard Pumbaa and Timon.
Sorry.
Timon and Pumbaa. Oh.
Timon and Pumbaa, yeah.
It is Timon and Pumbaa, but we will also accept Pumbaa and Timon.
Okay. It's a bizarre order.
If they said tonic and gin, I still would have accepted it. So I'm going to give you also as well for the accents, out of a possible 10 each, I think I'm going to give Amelia a 2.
What?
And Tom a 1.
A 2?
Wow.
That's,
I mean, seems... I thought you were better than me, but I'm happy with that too.
I mean, yeah, I mean you should be. So it was not a Geordie accent at any stage.
No, I know.
Ian and Ben, it's your turn now. Really? Here are yours. Who's going to go first?
Ben, can you go first, please?
Ben is going to go first.
Ivan! Why, I can't believe it, Nat.
Just keep doing that stuff.
How close to... Is Geordie close to Scottish?
No. Yeah, it's the same.
Yes.
You're playing right into his hands, you are.
It isn't at all.
We're basically the same thing, mate.
Wait, that doesn't even sound like a Scottish accent. And you are Scottish.
No.
Okay, let's...
Oh, no. Ian, how did you get fired off Love Island? Well, I did a podcast episode.
Okay, so... Here we go. Your time begins now.
Two of us.
Two
of us are in the Beatles. And then one of us got...
Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah, but the other way round.
McCartney and Lennon.
Yeah. Oh, you'd sprinkle them on your chips.
Oh, God.
Like that. And there's two of them.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, the other way round.
Yeah, I love them.
Oh, it's where you go to get all your posh... Posh food and
Spencer's
all your...
Spencer's and Mark.
Yeah, yes. Oh, they're a comedy double act. And Jim Muir's his real name. But they don't call themselves that.
I don't know, mate.
Okay. They're shooting stars. They're in that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Victory's a bum on. Bum on and Rippy's.
Yes, so on.
That's
so on.
Oh, well, right.
All right, yeah, right.
You put them in your toolbox and then you put them on... You screw them in.
All right. Nail and hammer.
No, you screw it. You put it through one way, then the other one through the other way. You just screw one onto the other.
Nut and bolt.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, thank you. There are...
See, you're right.
Deeply
offended. I'm exhausted.
I'm sweating, man.
2 minutes is a long time.
I'm sweating, like...
You've got 40 seconds.
I saw a band, but it's one lass...
Right,
and she's got a band, but she calls up. I've got to be making. She sings lovely songs.
Right.
And it's her, and she's got a band.
Oh, Florence and the Machine.
No, the other way around.
Machine and Florence.
Yes.
I'm regretting that bit of it. Oh, they're also another singing double act. They're like from the 80s and they do like world
cross
songs.
Ross.
No. And one of them plays the guitar and the other one's like a good soul singer.
That is your time, I'm afraid. Do you have any idea who he was trying to get you to guess?
Yes.
Go on.
I'd rather not say.
Okay. I can throw it over. Soul singer from the 80s, double act, any idea?
Hall and Oates.
It was indeed. The other way around, please.
Oates and Hall.
Oates and Hall.
Yay.
So a bonus point there. Producer Ben, what did they score on that one?
They scored 6.
They scored 6. And I think, I mean, they
bonus
weren't...
Bonus points, though.
They weren't great.
They were well strong.
But I think I'm going to give...
Are you kidding me?
You haven't even heard what I'm going to give him yet.
I know.
I'm actually going to give Ian...
What? Yes, me.
2.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm going to give Clarky...
3.
No. Boo. Yeah.
So can I go down the grove?
Like you mean it, guys. If you want to lose all credibility as a judge, then be my guest.
I'm going to tell you now, I've never heard a Geordie accent. So that should... I should have done my research. Mm. So, producer Ben, at the end of that round, what has that done to the scores?
Well, Ben and Ian have 11 and Tom and Amelia have 13.
Oh!
Whoa!
So, Ben and Ian are looking a little bit wet, whilst Tom and Amelia are high and indeed dry, but that could all change. We play round 2. It's flat games!
Whoa!
Games. Let's play together.
Games!
Let's play forever.
Roll the dice, spin that thing.
Put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games! If you lose, you get nothing.
Games!
If you win, you get gold.
Gold. Listen to that. Listen to that, Amelia.
They love it.
That's the the sound of a YouTube channel in the making. Let's get this shit on YouTube. The Gold, Gold, Gold channel. With 40 subscribers.
You do realise that Gold Channel already exists, so we may get sued. Yeah.
How about we go for Gold Plus?
Gold Plus.
Oh, sounds good, yeah. So this is Flat Games, where this time we'll be playing our version of the board game Mastermind, which we're calling Mastermind Your Language. Now, just by a quick cheer, because it's quite an old board game, it had a picture of a man and a lady, sort of quite glamorous looking man and lady on the front.
No way.
Yes, I know. Shocking.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Men and women were allowed to fraternise.
On board games?
On a board game, yes.
Wow.
I wasn't allowed it, not at home. Give us a quick cheer if you remember the game. Oh, fantastic.
Whoa. Now they were a weird couple, weren't they? What was going on there?
It was very like, kind of Bond villain, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
he was like sat going straight down the lens and she was kind of like sultry and all kind of, ooh.
I tell you what, this Tom has definitely been on a caravanning holiday where it's the only thing you can find to masturbate to. Is that what you're saying?
Just about to
that had all of the
mastermind, masturbate.
Thomas Parry. Now,
stop staring at me, man. You put me off.
She's honestly an early memory of mine. Like,
okay, all right, Tom.
I always wondered why the man looks so upset on the box. Okay.
Anyway, let's move on.
Let's move on. Google.
So if
Google it.
Google what? You masturbate. Caravan.
Oh, it's there.
Don't Google
it's
it.
It's there, all right.
Cool.
So this is a game which is incredibly complicated to describe, but very easy to play. So stick around.
Sort of confused. Like masturbating in a caravan. Your parents are there. You've got limited time.
You've
got
to be quiet. The walls are thin. Sorry.
So, in Mastermind Your Language, I'm going to ask each contestant in turn to write down their top three favourite slang terms for a particular activity. Okay.
In a caravan.
Not in a... not locations, slang terms. So, say, for example, if it was flatulence, my top three would be farting, guffing, trumping. Okay, that's
strong.
What I would write down. Thank you so much. The other contestants must then guess this top three in the correct order to win the points.
It's like Family Fortunes.
It's a bit like Family Fortunes. It's a lot more like Mastermind.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Although, Family Fortunes is the nickname I gave to my activity in a caravan.
Okay, yeah, yes. Okay, now if they guess a word or phrase correctly and it's in the right place, they score a direct hit. If they guess correctly but it's not in the right place, they just score a hit. And if they don't guess the correct words at all, they get a miss. So, Ben, you are up first. You have a piece of paper in front of you there?
I do, yes.
I would like you to write down your top three words or phrases. I'm going to allow phrases as well.
Oh, my God.
For
bloody hell.
Urination.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, we got a little bit.
This is the music that Ben urinates to.
So, this piece of music is called what, please, producer Ben?
I just call it Boogie Woogie.
Boogie Woogie.
Boogie Woogie.
Is this you? Oh, is boogie. This you playing? No. Here's a little number I call.
This is the music I imagine happens in Tom's head when he's just not okay. Saying.
When I'm not listening.
Okay. So, Ben, have you written down your three words?
I have.
We are going to work along the line.
Oh, shit.
We're going to start with Tom.
Yeah.
Can you guess, please, your top three words that Ben has written down for urination?
Number one, pissing.
Wait. Amelia, have we offended you with the word pissing?
No.
I didn't know what your breaking point was going to be.
But... Sorry, I didn't realise that we were involved in this bit.
Oh, yes. No, so the idea is what's going to happen is Tom is...
It's a bit like Family Fortunes.
Okay, so okay. I'll write down my three.
It was like a scene from a Jane Austen film. Pissing. Oh. Mr. Darcy.
Oh, sir, I am unwell.
Also, are you listening to the 15-minute bit where we talked about wanking in a caravan?
I was. Sorry.
Okay, so you'd have to write down your top three. You have to write down what you think Ben will have come up with.
Okay.
But base it on what Tom says, because Tom might give you some of the clues with his guesses.
All right. Hits
okay,
up here.
So Ben, you've got yours written down.
Yeah,
Tom,
yeah.
Let's
Number
hear your
one,
three.
Pissing. It's a firm favourite. Number two.
You don't need a commentary, Tom. Just give us the three.
Number two, weeing. Let's go back to school. It's where it all began.
Like I say, no commentary needed.
Number
imagine
three,
you're on Family Fortunes.
Number three, the teenage years taking a slash. So, oh. One, two, three, in that order.
Well,
Ben.
So, you've got one direct hit.
Oh.
You've got one, I'm going to say almost direct hit. It's close, but it's no cigar.
Direct hit.
And then you've got one miss.
Okay.
We've got one direct hit, one almost direct hit. The phrasing is a little bit off, but it's key. And then...
P.
What?
No, it's key.
Oh, key.
And then one miss.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, number one.
Yeah.
No, sorry. That was one. My third one.
You can't do...
That was the best thing I've done.
You can't do a number three, okay? It's a number one or a number two.
Okay. First is peeing. Wait,
peeing.
Pissing.
Pissing.
Number one.
Peeing, pissing, number one.
Number three is number one.
I'm doing a number one.
You have one hit.
Ooh.
And two misses.
Oh. I'm in here.
Yeah?
So
Ian Sterling.
Number one, piss.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Number two, instead of slash, I'm going to go with splash.
Okay.
Having a splash.
And then number three, instead of wee, I'm going to go with pee.
Ooh.
Piss, splash, pee.
I'm afraid to say you've got one direct hit.
Oh.
Tom Parry, it's back to you.
No.
I'm going to go for number one. I think number one is pissing, and I think we can all lock that down.
Well,
that,
it definitely is, because we both said it and we got one direct hit.
Don't rain on my parade, mate.
Number
two.
Piss on my parade.
Raining
piss
on my parade.
Piss on my, don't piss on my chips. Okay.
Number one, piss. Okay. Number two, I'm going to go for having a wee. Wee-wee. Wee-wee. I'm going to go for wee-wee.
He's going for wee-wee.
Wee-wee. And I think that was my almost direct hit last time. So, piss, wee-wee. And number three, I'm going to go for whittle.
Whittle
me. Oh.
Whittle me this.
Whittle. He's throwing it away.
Piss, wee-wee, whittle. One, two, three.
Clarkie.
Well, I can tell you, you have two direct hits.
Oh. Bam, bam.
And you have one, I'm going to have to call it an almost direct hit.
Oh.
You're painfully close, as I am to doing all three.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I get it, I know. So, okay. Just let me do it, okay?
Get out of my face, mate.
Cool, right? So,
mansplaining. Stop.
number one, piss.
Direct.
Number two, wee wee. No, wee. Wee wee. Wee wee.
Wee wee.
Number three, piddle.
Ooh. Ooh. You have three direct hits.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That was,
this is a good game and a tense game.
Have we got to do it three more times now?
I know, Amelia.
You clearly have not seen this podcast
before. To the,
no, I haven't
welcome
listened
to the show.
This is a quick one.
Amelia, you're up next. Please, would you write down your favourite three words or phrases you'd use to mean inebriation? Inebriation, please. And what are we going to be favoured with this time, DJ Bucket Louse? Okay.
Here's his session music.
Some of the few tunes he's been working on in the garage.
This is a Greek dance.
This is the Greek dance, of course. Fans of an episode of the Festival.
The Joe Lycett, Mike Bubbins episode.
Joe Lycett, Mike Bubbins episode we had. A bit of Greek dance for us all to enjoy. Amelia, have you got your three words for feeling inebriated or being inebriated?
Is anyone else thinking right now, I'd play this, like on a... I play this on holiday or something.
On a long car journey.
This is it.
If you're going on a caravan holiday, you need to find things to pass the time.
This is like Cards Against Humanity for people with personality.
Oh.
There's
the review. There's the iTunes review. Leave it 5 stars on iTunes, everyone.
Please do. Now, Amelia, how are you doing? You got him?
I'm good. I'm just hoping that I know what that word means properly.
Okay. Let's start this time with Ian Sterling. We'll start with you and we'll work around. Three words for inebriated.
Trashed, hammered,
fucked. Which was the original name for Snog, Marry, Avoid, wasn't it?
No.
Hey-o!
No, the clever thing about what Matthew's done there is that joke would have worked whatever
you said. Whatever you said, got it down already. So,
why he is a fantastic comedian.
I plan ahead, guys. I plan ahead. Amelia, talk us through it.
Miss.
Oh! Oh!
Whoa!
Clarky.
We come from other side of the tracks.
Okay.
Can you do any better?
I'm going to go for pissed, sloshed, three sheets to the wind.
Oh! Wow! Hey. Oh.
Amelia.
No.
It's miss.
Miss.
It's heartbreaking.
Okay. Tom Parry.
I'm going to go for drunk. Because I'm a traditionalist. I'm going to go for steaming. I'm going to go for shit-faced.
There's one near hit.
So there's one near hit. Ian.
Does that mean a hit or does that mean a word that was close?
Right word. Wrong.
Right word.
Right.
It's missing something.
Oh, but in the right place?
What do you mean?
Is it in the right order?
They have to be in order.
Oh, I don't know. Wasn't
okay.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Look, can we all just play Family Fortunes for the love of God?
It's the one that's near is the second one.
That's not really how we play, but okay. So the second one was near, but not quite the right words.
Mm. I said drunk, steaming, shit-faced, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me have a look at that.
So I said number one, drunk, number two, steaming, number three, shit-faced.
Okay, so you've actually got... hand it here.
Sorry.
Okay, so you said drunk...
Oh, you let him mansplain to
drunk,
you.
Drunk, steaming.
Well, I don't want to do now, so give it back.
I'm going to say you've got one near hit.
That's what she said.
I literally... What?
exactly what
ridiculous.
She said.
Dude, that was
so... Oh, my God.
That was the one...
The stupidest game ever. Boo.
Listen, guys, can I just explain, right? When I said...
Oh, yeah, you can explain.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Let's... Oh, you know...
This is the most fun I've ever had doing this podcast.
No, go on.
Can I just apologise? First of all, if I did anything wrong...
Oh! Oh!
Oh, boo! Okay, should we get on the game then?
Yeah, we'll get on with the game.
Okay, basically the one you got right was the drunk.
No,
one.
Don't say yes! Don't tell him that, okay,
sorry,
but
Sid.
That's been told, and it's absolutely your right to do so. Ian, what do you got so far?
Drunk. How do you say drunk different?
Drug.
That's a good point.
Oh, no, it's not what's on here.
Right, I'm going to go with.
Sorry, I think I've...
Ruined.
No.
Okay, so you're now in a great position where you can change the fucking rules of this whole thing and no one here can say anything.
Ian, if you'd just like to say them really quickly so that nobody interrupts you. I'm not going to say that the person interrupting you is not doing the game properly, but if you just say them really quick and then Amelia could give her answer, but you're sort of standing in the way of her playing the game properly. So...
Okay.
This is what you ruined. Want. We've turned on ourselves.
Ruined. Drunky.
Drunky.
Smashed.
Ruined, drunky, smashed.
Okay, miss, near hit, miss.
Okay.
I'm going to go for rat-arsed, liquored, drunkard.
Rat-arsed, liquored, drunkard.
No, miss.
Ah, God's sake.
I feel really bad. I feel like I've just got the wrong thing.
You've done absolutely nothing wrong.
I'm going to go...
Thanks. Thanks.
I'm going to go for wasted. Because I listen to women.
Or just looked over at my sheet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've gone for wasted.
I'm going to go for wasted.
Yep.
I'm going to go for tipsy. I'm going to go for a bit drunk.
I feel like people have got confused about the drunk one is in the middle, not in the end.
Again, a different way of playing, sure. That is for them to work out. But you know what? Sorry. Sometimes I'm a stickler for these silly rules I make up for myself. Okay. And it's just a breath of fresh air to do it differently.
Okay, right. Sorry. I'm good.
Number one, wasted. Number two, tipsy. Number three, drunkard.
Okay, hit. Direct hit. Miss.
So, Ian, any idea?
Wasted. Drunk. Crosby'd.
Crosby's.
Really?
I'm not drunk right now, but I wish I were.
Well...
Okay, one more from Clarky, and then I think we may have to let...
Yeah, I know.
Come on, Clarky, I love you.
Come on, Clarky.
Wasted. Drunker.
Drunker.
And equal opportunities?
Okay. Bonus point to our team, I believe.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Amelia, will you tell us, please, what the answers in fact were?
What the answer? Okay.
Yeah.
Wasted.
Yes.
So drunk.
Don't boo her. If you've got a boo, boo me.
Okay.
You were great at it earlier on.
Boo.
Okay.
No, and, I don't want to say
that. And the final one, because you'll see what we're dealing with here. But the final one, please, Amelia, that we're all supposed to guess.
Sorry, I left without saying anything.
That, my friends, is how we play.
See, my one would be, I wish I'd left without saying anything.
No points to anybody. Ian, it is your turn now.
Cool.
Your top three favourite terms for ejaculation.
Oh, please.
Oh, dear. There's no need for that.
Yeah.
And what theme are we listening to right now?
This is called Manic Moment.
Manic Moment.
Damn straight.
We've all had one. Okay. Okay. Ian, do you have your top three written down? In which case, we're going to be in with Ben Clark.
Hello.
What do you think Ian has written down as his top three words for ejaculation?
One, cum. Two, spunk. Three, caravan juice.
Miss, near hit, direct hit.
Oh my God. This episode has had my favourite and my least favourite moments in within about 15 seconds of each other. God damn it. Okay.
I am absolutely sorry I didn't say anything before I left.
Tom Parry.
One, spunking. Two, jizzing. Three, caravan juice.
Direct hit. Miss, direct hit.
Okay.
What did you say, the third one?
So we've got it. We've just got to get that middle one now.
Oh my God. Okay. Spunking.
Excuse me?
Was it spunk or spunking?
Just say them.
Sorry. Spunking.
I think at this stage we'll accept both.
So wait, are your answers spunking?
No, spunking.
It's quite a funny notion.
Come. Mm-hmm. Caravan juice.
Spunking cum, caravan
direct
juice.
Direct hit, mess, direct hit.
Okay, Clarky, back around to you.
So I'm going to go spunking. Did you do jizz, Tom?
Yeah, I did jizz, mate. 1992, Abu Dhabi with my family.
Has everyone seen that new film, Spunking with My Family?
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go for spunking, the good stuff, and caravan juice.
Spunking, the good stuff, caravan juice.
Direct hit. I wish it was a direct hit, but it was a mess. Direct hit.
Tom Parry.
Spunking, firing one off, caravan juice.
Same again.
Amelia.
Spunking, sorry.
Yes, please.
Am I right, ladies?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's good to be alive.
Direct hit. My girlfriend would agree, direct hit. But mess, direct hit.
We have to call it. Can we hear the middle one,
maybe
please?
Maybe a Scottish thing. Oh. Spunking, spaff.
Oh.
Yes!
Bingo! There's a bingo over there! Full house!
It's the first time spaff has ever been cheered.
Yes, we have a spaff. Congratulations. Come on down.
So finally, if we got the energy to do it one more time, which I believe we all do.
This is the show now. We should only ever do this round.
Can I just say, madam, like, thank you, because when no one got that, I thought, have I created a word? And now is not the time to let people know that. But luckily.
Well, thank you very much to the person in the audience there for backing up the spaff. we've all done it. We're only around week 2 of the caravan holiday. Okay, so finally, Tom.
Hello.
I think this has been...
Oh, my God.
It's been quite a grubby round so far.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
So let's keep it with copulation. Copulation. Your top three...
I don't know what that means. Okay.
Well, don't the kids call it that? So what are we listening to now, producer Ben?
This is called clowning around.
It's called clowning around. What can
that's
be more appropriate?
That's what I call copulation.
Okay, Parry, have you got your three? Then Amelia, can I ask you if we could kill the music, please? Three words for copulation.
Sex, fucking, banging, banging.
Is it a double banging? Is it one low and one high? Banging.
How it's
banging.
Done.
It is when I do it.
Okay.
Just the one. Just one bang. Banging.
One direct hit and two misses.
Oh. Okay. Ian Sterling.
I think Tom Parry uses the phrase banging. But for it, like, it's so... I've never seen a man...
That vein is really protruding on the side of his head.
Banging!
You have walked into a pub on a Sunday. Guess who was banging?
He's barred from a lot of pubs.
Tops off, obviously.
Tops off. So what do you think? What do you got there?
Rutting. Penetrating.
Ooh. Rotting and penetrating.
It really works. And I just, for context, I got so carried with the banging thing, I hadn't written anything.
All right, okay. But you've got for rotting and penetrating.
Rotting, penetrating, banging. Oh,
God. Have two misses and one direct hit.
Oh, what?
I got all the information I needed.
Ben, Benedict Clark, what you got?
Going to go for making whoopee.
Direct hit.
Bumping uglies.
Bumping uglies. I love it.
And then banging.
You have a direct hit, you have one complete miss, and you have one that's half on the way to being a hit.
Ooh. 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 Amelia, how does that make you play?
Okay. Shagging.
Ooh. Classic.
I know.
Absolute classic. How did we miss that?
And I went with penetrating.
Okay. Penetrating and rutting, yeah, as well.
Should we do some penetrating tonight?
Oh, rub me till I spaff.
That sounds awful. Okay, shagging, banging, making love.
You have...
I don't know. I think three hits.
They're
in the wrong order.
Not direct hits. Right. Ian, this is yours to lose now, mate.
Right.
We've got two cracks of the whip, though, here.
Right, he's put banging bottom, which is a lie. That's his number one. So he's trying to make himself seem like a better person. Which would suggest...
More than any therapist I've ever had, you've seen to the very core of me.
Which would suggest you put making love at the top, shagging, banging.
You have a direct hit, a direct hit, and a direct hit.
Yeah! Ian Sterling! Wins the point in that round! Like,
wait,
oh, my God.
You are such a liar.
That was a roller coaster. That was a soap opera. There were heroes. There were villains. No. That was me.
What a round. That might be the best round we've ever had.
That might be my favourite round we've ever played. What has it done to the scores, though, producer Ben?
Well, it's given them both 5 points. So Tom and Amelia have 18. Ben and Ian have 16.
Right.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, there are many different words for a flatmate-based problem. A squirrel. No, a squirrel's not one of them. Quarrel is one of them. A squirrel, a quamble.
Amelia, could you please read the script?
I think everyone's been shook up.
Give it to me.
I'll give you this bit. There you go.
Now, there are many different words for a flatmate-based problem. A squirrel. Oh, sorry.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
I did that on purpose. Quarrel, a squamble. A squamble, a set to, a disagreement. But there's only one that counts round here, and that's beef. Let's play Beef Brothers.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers. Thank you.
Bad.
Where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Kat Mercer. Where are you, Kat Mercer?
Hi.
Hello, hey. Kat Mercer.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
So, Can I say how refreshing it is to have another female voice on the panel?
Kat Mercer writes, every time my mum or dad comes to my house, my flatmate is always in a state of semi-nudity. E.g., boxers, towel, loose dressing gown with nothing underneath. Oh. This makes for an incredibly awkward time for all, especially as said flatmate is fairly well endowed and quite tall. This means when my mother is sitting down and he walks into the room, said bulge is at direct eye level for her.
Wow.
So, Amelia and Tom, you are on the side of Kat.
Obviously.
Well, not in Tom's case. Ian and Ben, you are on the side of the flatmate. You don't have to give a name. Is there a name you'd like to give him?
Yeah. Nick.
Ooh. Nick.
Why have you given him that name?
Because it's his name and I want to shame him for
good.
It.
Good stuff.
Big Nick.
Good stuff. So you are...
Strapping lad. Big old Nick.
Nick the Dick.
Big old Nick. Striking about. Swinging his stuff.
So, we're all big fans of Nick here, clearly. Nick. Before we actually begin the cases, are there any questions you would like to ask of Kat?
Where is he? No, no, but...
Your parents, how often are they round and why? Ooh. Do you find your mother just turning up? inventing reasons? Oh, I just thought I'd call by and just see how you're doing.
I'll just sit down here at eye level.
Outside the bathroom.
Yes.
Where is Nick?
Where is he?
Like once to twice a month, maybe?
Once or twice a month.
Quite a lot, isn't it?
And do they live close by or is it a 6-7 hour drive?
No, they live quite close.
Okay.
Okay, so
for what reasons do they come round?
To see me.
To see you. Sure.
To see you.
Yeah.
Boring old cat with all her clothes on. Sure.
Tom,
he can't
help Tom. That is conjecture at this stage.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cat.
Also, you're on her side. Yeah.
I was about to say, I'm getting confused. Am I?
I'm getting confused.
What do your parents say? Have they said anything about it?
It's definitely been commented on. Yeah.
Well, actually, the last time my mum came to visit,
she didn't see Nick, and she said she was sad that she didn't see Nick.
Now we get to the meat of the piece.
I would have withheld that information.
Unacceptable.
Okay. Any questions from this side, from Ian or from Clarkie?
You live near to your mother?
About an hour and a half away.
We just asked that one.
Oh, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Hang on.
It's not that near.
Do you not visit her?
No.
That would be ludicrous.
Yeah, too busy, mate.
Feel free not to answer this question.
Oh, dear.
But on a scale of 1 to 10...
Don't answer this question.
10 being well and 0 being not very. How endowed is your father?
We didn't confirm that one.
Say nothing.
Order!
We've hit an all-time low.
Welcome to Love Island.
So, Kat, you don't have to answer that question. Does anyone have any other questions?
I'd love if she just went, 10!
Is he single?
Amelia's desperate to know.
No, it makes it in the case, I'm just thinking about it.
No, and he's also tragically a homosexual. So.
Well, hang on, it's one.
Gone.
Homosexual.
Whoa. First Crosby, now you. What is this?
Can I just say,
you can get your own podcast. Can I just say, opinions to yourself?
Can I just say, Matt Crosby applauded that like, I am off the hook.
That was absolutely delightful.
Tragic news.
Tragically.
Tragic news.
Tragically a homosexual.
Kat, you're talking about because of your own intentions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
there we go.
Not because you hate gay people.
Remember, you're on her side, so...
It's not...
Don't plant that seed in the jury's mind. So, Amelia, I think you've got enough to begin.
No, I don't. Okay.
Well, it's happening anyway.
Okay.
So, your minute to begin the case for the prosecution begins now.
Well, interesting case. got a lot of notes down here. The only one is homosexual.
No, it says tragically homosexual.
Tragically homosexual. Which is sad. No, it's not sad. It's great. You should be... I don't know what I'm doing.
It's like Family Fortune.
They shouldn't... You shouldn't be doing that to your parents, not okay? Especially as he has a partner.
Amelia, are you okay at this stage? Because
no. He has a partner. He has a partner.
Yeah. We've established he has a partner. You have 3 seconds left.
Don't do it. Don't put your dick away.
That's very strong at the end of the argument there. Quite a lot to get your teeth into there in that argument. Ian, you have a minute to begin the case for the defence. Your minute begins now.
I want to quickly tell you a story about a poor, innocent young man who wants to just go around and spend his day in his flat, relaxing, chilling, maxing, and spaffing. Until his evil flatmate brings around his predatory mother to spy on him because he just so happens to have a slightly larger than average penis. But twice a month, she is there with her glasses looking. He's tried to cover it up. Boxers, towels, dressing gown. Not my words, the words of the accused.
Yes.
He has tried everything to cover up his penis, but your mother will not leave that man alone. He is not homosexual, but tragically so, according to that heathen.
Okay, that is your time. Oh, my goodness. Ian Sterling there. Open the case for the defence. Kat, can I ask you at this stage, how do you think it's going so far?
Not great for my character, I feel like.
It's been a bit of an assassination, but you know what?
No,
this is an ugly mob and they'll turn on a sixpence. One second you think you're trying to help, the next you're mansplaining. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Tom Parry, Tom Parry, my dear friend Tom Parry.
Hello.
Are you going to be prosecuting as yourself?
No, I'm going to do this in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Fun.
Tragically Southern.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen, presiding and indeed providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Hell yeah. We small town folk round here. I can see a few of you there. You've been confused by all these big words there from them dead lawyers from the big city there. Hell, round here we simple folk, eh? Hey, we shepherds. We the bakers. We bind the books in the book factory. The book factory. The lifeblood of this small town. Build them books and shepherd them sheep. The two main industries of this town. Hell, it's an easy job. Careers advisor.
He's ruining the game.
You over 6 foot? You over 6 foot? You out there with the sheep?
What are you
shorter
doing?
Than that? You get in that damn book factory, boy. Bind them books.
Mental that no one's explaining anything to him.
We simple folk.
I had a really good case and you just...
One moment, dear little lady.
Pour water on him.
My secretary there. Ideas above her station. We'll talk about this later.
Oh, Fanshawe.
Do you know what? I think we've won this.
Hasn't it been a minute yet?
Feels like it.
We got to see it in that damn book factory. When them books come rolling off the old production line. And that's easy for you to see. Look at the cover of that book. Can you judge a book by the state of it? Yes. Of course you can. Shit cover, shit book. Shit cover, shit book. No further questions, y'all.
That was Fanshawe standing there, presiding and providing. Now, Ben, you're going to close the case for the defence. If you can remember what the case was in the first place, your minute begins now.
Well, look, guys, I think what we're all doing here is not focusing on the real victim here. And that is Nick. And
you're here.
Let me tell you, I sympathise. I myself often try to cover up my amazing body, my, let's face it, humongous bulges. don't know why I went plural there. that doesn't help the situation one bit.
10 seconds.
No one wants bulges. All I'm saying is, guys, just we need to be more careful about the female gaze.
Oh, I think we just lost that.
The tragically female gaze.
That is your time, Ben Clark. So, I can't obviously adjudicate because I'm a man. So, instead, I call upon the Pleasance audience to decide. If you think Amelia and Fanshawe, and therefore Kat, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now.
Oh, no.
Fucked up, man.
Wow.
Cool, great, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, this is swinging worse than Nick. If you think Ian and Ben made the best case, applaud now.
Robbed.
Kat, I'm so sorry they ruled in favour of Nick. Next, it's my favourite bit of the show, nap time, or as I call it, the quickfire round jingle. Let's hear it. Thank you.
This is the quick fire round.
Every time you have to.
It's the round that goes really quickly.
Always me. It's always me.
Which is why it really should have a quick introduction.
Oh, that would be logical.
Should have a quick introduction.
Yeah.
But instead it's got this. And believe you me, sometimes I wish it was quick. I wish it was just something like, let's go quick fire! And then the quick fire round started.
People probably stopped, don't they?
Or just something like, quick fire boys! And then we'd just jump into it. But instead we have to do something longer. It's a joke that we started that's really got out of hand. And sometimes inspiration strikes and sometimes it doesn't. And I'm sad to report that this is one of those times we've got nothing made.
I can't believe you kept this in, really.
We should just start the quick fire round.
Yes.
But instead, we're still singing. Oh, well,
oh
I guess.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Our time. We'll just get on with the round that is quick. Our apologies for not coming up with something better. But I guess beggars can't be choosers, don't you know? So enjoy. Oh God, we're still singing. It's time to enjoy this. Here we go, boys. The quick fire round. Let's go,
there
boys.
You go. And what a pleasure to see someone who's never heard it before. Just
no,
enjoying
I was
it.
Really surprised by
enjoying
that.
It with fresh ears.
It's kind of what they say about these Instagram, YouTube stars. They,
no.
They have small
don't
attention.
Don't listen to
kind
things.
Of.
Sure. So in this quickfire round, all the questions will have flowers or plants in their answer. So, for example, I might ask you to name a build-up of material in the urinary tract, but add a flowering plant. I would, of course, be asking for an orchid knee stones. That's what we're asking for. Yeah, I.
How hard is that?
I think
so
these are
hard.
I think these are too hard. Just going to tell you now. I think, and I wrote them, and I went through them earlier on, and I couldn't get them. So let's see how we do. Instead of buzzers, why don't you shout out your first name, Ben and Ian? Let's hear that now.
Ben,
Ian, Tom, and Amelia.
Tom,
Amelia.
Fantastic. Question number one of 37. No. Question number one. Give me a type of makeup applied to the mouth, but add a flower famously from Amsterdam.
Tulip lipstick.
Yes, Amelia. You see, they're not that hard. Yes, brilliant. Good. Name the Prime Minister of the UK from 1997 to 2007, but add a plant that people often kiss underneath.
Ben, Mistle Tony Blair.
Mistle Tony Blair is what I was after.
Nice.
Give me a penis-shaped sex toy, but add a Welsh flower.
Tom.
Dildo.
Daffodildo.
Daffodildo. Name the lead singer of Duran Duran, but add a miniature tree.
Oh, Simon Le Bonsai.
Simon Le Bonsai.
I have no idea what's going on.
Name the most famous Narnia book, but add a yellow weed flower.
Ben, The Dandelion, The Witch and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
Very what nice.
Give me December 25th, but add a yellow and white flower.
Tom,
Ian.
Christmas Daisy.
Christmas Daisy is correct.
I was going to say so drunk.
What is the opposite of poetry, but add a romantic red flower?
Tom. Prose.
Prose is correct.
Oh my.
Name
God.
A popular British soap opera, but add a flower commonly used as a buttonhole.
Rose and Coronation Street.
It's not.
Oh, Ian!
Yes.
Coronation Street.
Coronation Rose.
Carnation Street is what I'm after, but I'll give you half a point. Name the character from Harry Potter portrayed by Rupert Grint, but add a purple or pink flowering plant.
Ron Weasley Pansy.
It's not Ron Weasley Pansy, but. It's not even a good. I was going to say it's a good answer. I'll give you half a point. It's not even that.
Ron Weedsley?
No.
Ron Thistle.
Not Ron Thistle.
She bumped me up. She said Thistle.
Somebody said Ron Thistle, but you didn't also Thistle. Have to repeat it. Okay. So
Ron Weasley.
It was, in fact, Rhododendron Weasley. I mean...
Oh, my goodness.
Final one. Okay, final one. Give me an orange drink that comes in a pierceable pouch, but add a tall, yellow, seeded plant.
Tom. Capri Sunflower.
Capri Sunflower is correct. Those are our questions. That's our time. But before we find out the final scores, Amelia and Ian, have you got anything you would like to plug? Are you guys going on tour? Have you got Twitters and stuff like that you want to plug? Ian?
I just... follow me.
You know what? That did feel like my fault again there, so... Amelia. Amelia. And you will get your chance, mister.
I don't want to say anything because I think it's really lame to be like, follow me.
Oh, is it?
Follow
what,
me.
What, follow you where?
Follow me around. Follow, no, I don't know. Just thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, guys.
And I'd like to say thanks for spaffing.
if you haven't already checked out Chicken Shop Date on YouTube or on Instagram,
you can do that as well.
It's really good. Okay. Ian?
Honestly, it's fine.
Okay, fine, so great. The way you're both doing, you don't need our numbers to bump it up, do you? So, thank you as always for coming on to the live show.
Wait, do you want to do one? Actually, do you want to plug something?
Well, I'm going to do mine now.
Can you plug us on your stuff?
Yeah,
that's all we need.
If anyone sees me in the street, I'd like a beer.
Thanks very much for listening. Thank you very much to this live audience for coming down and seeing it live. If you do want to find out where to see us live, follow us on Twitter to find out. If you would like to leave a review on iTunes, 5 stars, or to do it. And do put your favourite word for ejaculating. just that and 5 stars and we'll know...
Sorry!
Just sorry. 5 stars. We'll be very happy with that.
So drunk. 5 stars.
So drunk.
Also, if you would like to donate, you can go to shityearmoney.com and donate to the podcast. So, producer Ben, what are the final scores?
Well, Ben and Ian have 19 and a half. Tom and Amelia have 24 and a half.
Yay! So, Ben and Ian get to water the plants, whilst Tom and Amelia get to enjoy a couple of lines of plant food. That's right, we're off on a 3-day meow meow bender. Don't wait up. Thanks to our guests, Ian Sterling and Amelia de Moldenberg.
Yeah!
We have been Pappies.
Thank you so
See
much
you next
for
time
coming.
On Flatshare Slamdown! Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark, and Tom Parry, the special guests Ian Sterling and Amelia de Moldenberg. It was devised by Pappies and producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to Emma Caution for helping out, and to the Pleasants for having us. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a Fuzz production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye. And can I just say, I'm so sorry. I am so very, very sorry. I love you all. Good night.
Listener dear, if you enjoyed that episode, please leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars normally does it. And please visit the Patreon. Patreon, Pappy's Flatshare.
And if you don't want to use the Patreon, just go to shityearmoney.com and give us a one-off donation. It all goes to us. I don't know what I was going to say at the end of that, but it does all go to us. So, and we would love your money.
Yes.
Thank you so much and see you next time.
Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.